Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday and weekend evening, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11. It's on the button every evening. And the show usually has different topics and focuses on it. At times we talk about politics and current events. I'm generally conservative, but not always. I see the left's perspective at times. And I also have a biblical and theological emphasis where we discuss theology in the show, as well as politics, and also we discuss literature. I'm a great fan of English and American and French and Russian literature. I love it. My favorite books are Milton's Paradise Lost, written while he was blind, by the strength of his mind, as well as he wrote Paradise Regained and Samson Agonistes. I also am a great fan of the epistles of Paul in the Bible, the greatest religious thinker that ever lived, as well as St. Augustine and John Bunyan and Calvin, Luther, and Bonhoeffer, and T.S. Eliot, and C.S. Lewis, and many, many others. This show is a Christian show, and I am concerned with Christian belief and Christian doctrine. I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and the creeds of the Church, Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed. They are the guides to my thinking in my life. I mentioned the authors that I read, such as C.S. Lewis and John Bunyan and Bonhoeffer and Calvin and Luther and Augustine and many, many others of equal greatness, including John Milton, one of my favorites, Paradise Lost, written while he was blind, as well as the author of Paradise Regained and Samson Agonistes, three great pieces of work written by a man without sight that have lasted through the centuries. I also I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show. These are both Christian shows and have a Christian emphasis, but I welcome all faiths and all comers and all beliefs and all opinions and all ideas. And I've had many visitors from China and from Muslim countries. I'm particularly happy to welcome my Muslim brothers and sisters to these shows and visit me in the shows. I also am the author of 10 books, Christian books and legal books. I have written 5 Christian books, such as Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and a book on the Psalms. And I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, along with the very great English poet, John Donne, the Psalms are the manna of the church. They are great religious poetry. They are great lyric poetry. They are great spiritual food. Their greatness is undeniable. And if you have not read the Psalms and read them carefully, you have missed out in your life. You have missed the boat, in my opinion. The Psalms are the guide to truth. They are God's voice to me and to everybody who reads them, whether in Hebrew or in English. Their greatness comes forth. I also am planning other books on the miracles in the Bible, 2 books of my blogs, maybe 3. I prepared, the first book is almost finished, and the second one I'm working on and preparing, and the third is in the works. I also have planned a book on the book of Job in the Bible, a non-Jewish gentleman from an Edomite, and it's in the form of a Greek play. And it has Greek origins. It's a great book. It's a great piece of work. And I've always loved the book of Job beyond measure. I also say that my 2 journal articles of the Syracuse Law Review and on Academicus, an international scientific journal from Albania, have been bought by the United States Supreme Court in 1 instance and in 3 instances by the State Department, as well as many, many others, libraries, and throughout the world. I have to say that my books have had worldwide distribution, and if you look it up on a WorldCat, you will find that they have been bought widely internationally. The blogs that I have are international in their scope, And they can be found on Academia, where many, many visitors from many countries read these articles and blogs constantly. And this is an international offering bought by many, 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 many people throughout the world to be informed, hopefully, by my writing and thinking. Let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, a world without books, a world when people stop reading books, they stop reading the great books, they will become impoverished. They will, their lives will be decimated and destroyed. Impoverished is the correct word. A life without books, great books such as War and Peace, Resurrection, and Anna Karenina, and great books such as E.M. Forster's How It End or A Passage to India, those who do not read these books, their lives are impoverished and extremely barren, put it that way. Mortimer Adler said of images that whether we can learn from them, he said they were drugs. He was correct. We cannot learn from television or computers. They are drugs, Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book. And he also said very astutely that the Bible was the foundation of Western culture, something which people do not want to hear, nor do they want to hear that television and computers and cell phones are drugs, effective drugs, and not learning mechanisms. He said it. It's true. It was a very astute statement from a very, very bright man, Mortimer Adler, who wrote a great book, How to Read a Book. I would now like to talk about the subject of darkness, or you might say why it seems that our society is descending into darkness. I think the reason is that the books being assigned in the schools are not the great Western books such as Tolstoy or Milton or Gogol or Dostoevsky or whoever you might name. These are not the books that are being assigned. These are the great books by the great minds. And once people stop reading those books and those books stop being assigned, those people are going to drop out of our culture, those writers like Tolstoy and Dostoevsky and Gogol. They are going to drop out of our culture. And Milton and many others, they are going to be eliminated from our culture. And the result is we will be in a kind of darkness. Because if we have books that are only current and a current political fad, we will lose out. Because those books have not had proven value. They have temporary, faddish political appeal. They do not have the lasting value of War and Peace, of Anna Karenina, among others, and of Joseph Conrad, Lord Jim. They don't have that, or Jane Austen, and Conrad, and Keats, and Shelley, and Byron, the great English poets, Wordsworth and Coleridge. They don't have the lasting value of those people. And so the result is, when people no longer know about these books and read these books, they will, in my opinion, live in a kind of impoverished darkness. Darkness is bad. And another aspect of this darkness, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is the lack of Christian faith. Where there is no faith, where there is no Jesus, there is darkness, essentially. Because Jesus, in my opinion, is the truth and the way and the life. And without Jesus, we are in effective, a kind of darkness and blankness. Let's talk a little more about this, is what I mean. Give me a second, okay? Talk a little about why I think we have a society and culture in crisis heading to darkness. We're in a spiritual crisis. Our society has been, I think, secular. That means that people are concerned with themselves and functioning in society and the world that they presently are in. Most people focus on having a sufficient material goods, having more money, or at least sufficient money, to enjoy their lives. So there's one might say that religious belief, or taking a kind of a world outside of ourselves, is not societally connected to the extent it formerly was. So you might say, yeah, I think this is true, why we're in darkness. One might say that the church or religion has less and less influence on people, and it still has great influence in Africa and many parts of Asia and the Middle East. And I'm told the fastest growing number of Christians are in China, as well as in Iran. However, let's get down to brass tacks here as to what exactly is going on. We are in a crisis of darkness. The emphasis on money in our culture has come to define people's desires. That's one thing. Money is a big factor, and it seems to drive people in their thinking in our society, and that is living in darkness, in intellectual darkness. The second factor that has brought on this crisis is technology, cell phones, computers, television. I think these technological advances are good in many ways, divide people from one another, and set up walls and boundaries. The result of this technology, an increased emphasis on materialism, has brought a kind of emptiness in people's lives. So the result of this technology and the increased emphasis on materialism and money and the secular worldview has brought in a kind of emptiness in people's lives, a life divided to self, devoted to self, money, and technology creates walls and divisions. So that's what I say here. We're in darkness because of the emphasis on material goods and money, which is an empty value, and on technology, on cell phones, computers, and television, which is technological advances, but may really not bring people together and set up walls. I often hear people say about others in their culture and ideas, they have no interest or don't care. What is meant here that our society is directed to self alone, and all of the forces have been decimated and cut out. That's really what's going on. So it's money and technology, which has served to divide people, and it created a kind of darkness dividing people, and that our society is more and more directed to self alone. And many people are only concerned with self, technological, and personal advancement. The result will be that love in any form is cast out the window. One may say more specifically state that when God or Christ is absent from a system which is only concerned with self-love, there can be no love. Jesus makes an unequivocal demand on all of us that we love our neighbor. He commands us because he first loves us, his children. So what exactly is going on here? With the emphasis on money, with the emphasis on technology, has resulted a society directed to self and self alone. When we're only concerned with self, the result will be that we will lose the ability to have love in any form. It's thrown out the window. Perhaps one could more specifically state that when God or Christ is absent from a system which is only concerned with self-love, there can be no love. Jesus makes an unequivocal demand on all of us to love our neighbor as ourselves. So this is what we have going on. In the absence of God and Christ and the rejection of the possibility of any spiritual realm, we will always be divided as persons from one another, in living in cold, alienated capsules. The increasing isolation, coldness, alienation, and individual self-involvement will create a society of robots incapable of feeling. So let's, I've sort of ended this talk tonight. I'm going to go into it again tomorrow as to why I say we are moving into darkness. I gave my reasons and for this crisis. This moving into darkness is the result of the emphasis on money. It's a result of the secularism. It's a result of technology, which are good, which divide people. And it's the result about, what is meant is that we will be living for ourselves alone with no concern for others or love for others. Perhaps one could say more specifically, when God or Christ is absent, there is only self-love and can be no love. I will now end this little talk tonight about why we're in darkness. I think one of the reasons is the lack of knowledge gained from the great books. That, I'm convinced, is one reason. Another reason is technology. Another reason is the emphasis on money and material goods alone. These all are bringing us into deep, deep isolation and darkness. I will speak again tomorrow night about this with more exactly, and the title of the talk tomorrow night will be A Society and Culture in Crisis, Heading to Darkness. It's in chapter 40-60 of my book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy, and I suggest you read it, chapter 60, and I will go on to a further analysis of the situation as to why we are in moving to emptiness and darkness in our society, and the situation is a crisis of enormous proportions. It's a world without feeling. It's a world will result in a world without feeling and a world without love. That will be the end result of this development, of moving into, where I say we are moving into spiritual and societal darkness and degradation and death. I hope you understand what I'm saying, and I will talk again tomorrow night about this to make it more clear what I'm referring to. Thank you.